Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Debates, your favorite all-time debate. We've got some great ones so far. And of course, today, Hugh, we are giving away another qualifying winner for the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway. Combo Con, that's what we call it. Today you could win the qualified prize, but the grand prize. We have 3 more spots, including today. Then we'll pick a grand prize winner. You win a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, plus a Gerhardt smoker and a 55-inch TV. And this is all brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack flavors of your fine wine and good spirits stores. And Gerhardt's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters at the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. So we'll get back to the phones in a second. Just to update you, if you missed earlier, Joel Embiid doubtful for tonight. Sixers taking on the Miami Heat. He is doubtful, not with knee issues or soreness. Tonight we have an illness here. So
he looks sick.
He looks
under the weather. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not surprised.
You know, I'm not surprised either, because this happens to him very often. At some point, does a grown man have to be responsible for his own hygiene and health? I mean, like, seriously, I know people get sick. It could happen to anyone. Like, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's happened in Embiid's career a remarkable amount of times. Upper respiratory illness.
$190 million.
I mean, come on. Get on the court.
Take vitamins.
$190 million.
Yeah, we uncovered during the break that we're a vitamin show here. We all take vitamins. And that's why, knock on wood, the three of us, we have pretty good attendance here.
I mean, how often are we calling out sick?
Not
on the
very
show?
Often. If we need to be out for a personal reason, that's different.
A lot of vitamins. Yep.
We take our vitamins and we show up. Joel, take your vitamins and show up. This Sixers season is a disaster. And the craziest part of that is, I love Jared McCain. Like, I love watching him play. He is
exciting.
He looks like a real player. And they got him, you know, it's not a top 10 pick where you kind of expect that. This wasn't even supposed to be a good draft. And they got maybe the best player in the draft.
It's the next Steph Curry.
I've seen those comps, and that seems a little big, but he does have some, aesthetically, you see it. Like, the way he passes and runs around and shoots threes. I like him, and yet, even with that, Hugh, this season feels like a disaster, even though they landed a big-time rookie.
Yeah, because he wasn't the guy that we were anticipating being a big factor or being the catalyst for this team. We're looking for Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, those guys have not had ample amount of time on the floor together. So what you're doing right now, which is, I guess, is a good thing, you're coping. And you're trying to find something salvageable in this young season so far.
Mm.
And it's one of those things where, you know, you want to go see Joel Embiid. And you know what's funny? The more and more I've talked to people that are, like, huge NBA fans, to be honest, the Sixers' hands were tied in this situation with the 3-year extension. Because
I don't play.
Like, what do you do? What do you do in a situation like that? You got a phenomenal player in Joel Embiid when he's on the court, and you don't want him to leave. I mean, the team is much better when he's playing, when he's out there. But unfortunately for us, he hasn't had enough time to ramp up to the Joel Embiid that we're used to seeing when he is healthy.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it. They didn't want to lose him and want to force a trade and all that stuff. But it looks like a joke. I mean, the whole thing looks
like a
joke.
I mean, it's not a good look, but that's the NBA in a nutshell.
Right,
it's the NBA in the nutshell.
But a joke? Smart teams don't do that.
Well, Man, you sign players that are Kawhi Leonard. How long has he been with the Clippers?
Yeah, but you're comparing us to the Clippers.
No, no. What
the biggest joke in sports? I mean, they are.
What I'm saying is, I mean, it was kind of the same thing when they signed him.
I agree.
You know?
It's dumb.
That's the NBA. The players are like,
but
the beautiful
Boston
part.
Doesn't do that. Like, Boston doesn't sign old players to bad deals.
No, they just had, but they were bad for a while, and now they got some guys, and now they're good. I mean, this is
my Boston wasn't bad.
They weren't what they are now. They had to go draft those guys.
Yeah, right.
And they had to. I guess they had to gel together.
Sure, but they
when you got to be patient. The bottom line is this: you got to be patient.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you got to be a little patient.
Patient.
I'm talking about Boston. I'm not talking about with us.
No, but
I'm talking about Boston.
Well, what should I be? What should I be? Because I just want to. I hate this Sears Sixers team. I hate them. I hate this team. They stink.
Very hateable.
Yeah, they are hateable.
We're hamstrung with the fact that we have a big that when he is healthy, he does make he's a difference maker. But the unfortunate part about it is he's always hurt.
Right, but you had all the information and you just kept doubling down on the player.
Like, yeah. You're talking about as far as his injury history,
yeah,
the fact that because you're hoping that, I guess you're hoping that he turns the corner, he matures. I don't know.
What's your line when people didn't show you who they are?
You got to believe it the first time.
Believe them.
Yeah. But when he plays, and this is not, I know you're getting mad at me like I'm making an excuse for it.
No, I'm mad.
I'm mad that he's sick tonight.
Like, I'm annoyed.
I'm trying to soften the blow for everybody in my own way.
They're 2-10.
Yeah.
It's not helping.
It's not helping.
Hey, yo, the hell with the speaker.
There it is. 215-592-949. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to who we got here. We got Rob in Delaware. What's up, Rob? Rob?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
No, you good, Rob? What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? And listen, let me start right off by telling you straight up, the Eagles are not in the same class as the Detroit Lions. We are above class.
Yes, he told you.
How so? Why? Well, why? How?
Because we got our Eagles green. We got family. We got the feel. And it depends on who's stepping on the field that day. And guess what? When the Eagles step on that field against the Lions, they're going to destroy them. Period. Yeah. Even though we don't meet them until the championship, come into our house.
Well, but that we got to get home field advantage first. Otherwise, we're going to their house.
Exactly.
Yeah, he might be high.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to take you off speaker here. And I can't do it. So
I'm just trying to understand why they're better. Because they wear green and the other team wears blue?
No, because it's all heart, man.
Yeah.
It's all that team. You see these guys pulled together. And
this is drowning out.
Ain't nothing wrong with your howling, Monday. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And by the way, Hugh,
yes, sir.
Welcome to Delaware, brother.
He said, welcome to Delaware.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys neighbors?
I don't know.
I think you might be.
Better hope not.
Rob, what do you got for us?
I don't smoke, though.
Rob, I need an all-time debate. What do you got?
All-time debate.
Mm-hmm.
Get any greater than God?
Like, yeah, does God exist? Is that the debate?
Exactly. Does God exist?
Yeah.
And look how wars have been fought over whether God exists or who's.
Rob, it's an all-time debate. I think that's fair. It's an all-time debate.
You have got to be smoking something.
You know, the God part is the most coherent thing of the whole thing. Like, usually when a call were dropped, is God real? That becomes like, where are we? Where are we going with this call?
By the way, he crumbled at the Rocky music. I mean, that was.
He didn't have. Yeah, that's.
It was probably a little intimidating.
Rocky would be very disappointed in that performance.
It was probably a little intimidating.
Talk about not rising to the occasion.
I tried to follow along. Like, why are the Eagles better than the Lions? Why they wear green and they have heart?
Because he's a fan, Joe. You can't
question somebody's fandom. I've heard worse. He did all right when you talk about, under the circumstances.
Really?
He did all right.
Really?
Oh, yes. No. He was a disaster.
He was great. Great call. Call again sometime.
He was entertaining.
Yeah, well, I like
call
him.
Call again.
That was a great call. I'm not sure about that. Mr. Surehands is up. Hey, Mr. Surehands.
Mr. Hands.
Oh, man. You know what it is, Hugh. Jillio, I don't know what's going on with you today.
What did I do?
This Wilt slander, that will never, ever, ever be tolerated in Philadelphia.
What's the slander? There's not really empirical evidence he scored 100 points.
The
it's more
empirical evidence is everybody that's seen it, everybody that knows about it, talk to Sonny Hill. It happened. The brother averaged 50 points a game, 48 minutes, and 20-something rebounds in a season. You telling me he couldn't do that, double that up one
no,
time?
No, no one said he couldn't, but if you did it, and right. you, could
he,
you, is diff- two different things.
He did it, huh? The evidence is this.
Well,
right?
So but hold on, let me say this. Go ahead. You go first.
Being the best rebounder and the fastest person on a basketball court, you will know how easy it is to get a bucket. And when you add that with the talents that Wilt had, being the strongest, the fastest, the most physical, the footwork, the hand speed, Wilt dropped the beam. There's no discussion. Stop the Wilt slander.
Well, no, I have a question. For a player that struggled shooting free throws as much as Wilt did, and that we know, he hit 28 of 32 that night. Doesn't that seem a little bit odd?
No, Shaq did it before.
Shaq hit 28 free throws in a game?
Shaq shot over 80% a couple times in a game.
On that many attempts? I don't know about that, Mr. Surehands. I mean, we could go look. I don't remember many Shaq games with 28 free throws made. That's a lot.
There will never ever be no Wilt slander tolerated around here.
Surehands going to give you the Surehands, man.
Listen, I don't see how sure those hands are, buddy. Asking questions is not slander.
I'm going to come show Hugh, and I ain't high on a Monday, not just yet.
Not like Hugh, that's for sure. All right, Mr. Surehands, what do you got for us for a good debate? What do you got?
The firmament and the ice wall, whether they exist.
Which, what was that again?
The firmament and the ice wall, whether or not that exists.
All right, Mr. Surehands. We got you. Appreciate the phone
call. We need to get through what it is first.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The firmament and the ice wall.
Do you guys know what that is?
No.
Okay, so I was hoping one of you guys had any idea what that is. We can Google that. We're going to feel stupid when we don't know what he's talking about there?
Yeah, probably. Let me see.
You guys both Googling? What is it?
It looks like it's something to do with heaven.
Oh,
Similar to the God answer.
Similar to the God. All right. We'll write that down. I mean, these are good debates. People think about these things. All right. Here's what's not a debate, at least not in my mind. That was a disaster on Netflix on Friday night. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. We usually do a big Hugh breakdown on a Monday from the Eagles game. We decided today, though, we're going to have Hugh break down what he saw. Paul Tyson, including Mike Tyson's behind. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I was watching because I was on the move. I had my son with me, so we were kind of, you know, riding around. And I had the game on, well, the fight on my phone. So I didn't have the buffering issues that everybody else had. I was kind of in and out. That was one of the biggest things because I was on a chat group and people were asking me, is my feed acting up? And it wasn't on my phone.
It was brutal.
Yeah, that's what I heard. What was also brutal, like, listen, I love Evander Holyfield. But the fact that they had him sitting on stage with glasses on, looking like he had no interest in what was happening in the fight. That's why I tweeted. I know for a lot of people it was kind of hard to understand or decipher what I was talking about in my tweet. But that's specifically what I was talking about. The fact that he was just sitting there with his glasses on and they were asking him questions and he couldn't hear. And so much so that who was it? Who was sitting beside him? Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis was sitting beside him, and he was asking him questions to try to get him to answer. And it was almost like, even though he was standing right beside him, he still didn't understand what he was being asked. That was bad. Oh, yeah, let's get to the infamous cheek shot.
Yeah, that is infamous. Those cheeks were everywhere this weekend.
Man, listen. First of all, like, I've met Mike Tyson. Great dude. Nice dude. But if I'm a reporter, I'm not having a conversation with Mike Tyson with his cheeks out.
That was his son.
That was his son that was reporting?
Yeah, that was about the kissed him, said, I love you, walked away,
Well, there it is. If that's Pops, that's different. I didn't know that. You gave me a piece of information.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he said, I love you. That's his son.
But then, everyone forgot when you saw the cheeks what was going on. Because
when I saw them, I'm like, damn, why they got Mike Tyson naked ass on TV like that? Like, why they got the big fella? And then, this is the part of the fight that got me, man. I don't know if it was rigged or not. But when you start a fight and you come out with a knee brace on, like, dog, it was the most surreal moment that I've ever seen. Like, we pay for nostalgia. Well, y'all pay for nostalgia that actually went to the fight. And you were disappointed because you were caught in the moment.
It was terrible.
You saw Mike Tyson. You know what it was? We saw the videos of Mike Tyson on the speed when he was doing the sparring sessions. Yep. When he was moving around all fast and you know, punching the bag and with all that power. He's like, yeah, Mike gonna whoop this cat. Mike didn't do none of that. Now, as a fellow old gentleman myself, like, I haven't had this happen, but in my mind, this is how the scenario. If I have to fight, hopefully not the case, but if I have to fight somebody that's 20 years younger than me, 30 years younger than me, I know that, number one, like, stamina is not on my side. I know that. No matter how much I call myself running around outside, that's not going to be the game that I need to play. I know that if I'm in a tussle with a young cat, I need to make that fight as quick as possible. For Mike Tyson to have his old ass out there.
Literally.
Yeah.
And him letting Jake Paul dance around the way that he did. Mm. That led me to believe, in a lot of other people, that this thing was rigged.
I don't think it was rigged.
I don't. But here's the thing.
I think he's just old.
But if you're old, then you've been in a fight game a long time. Mm. I don't know how to do it, but I'm pretty sure that Mike is savvy enough where he could cut the ring off. He knows how to box him in a corner and make him fight him. He didn't do none of that. Like, I'm not in the fight game. I don't know it. But to me, that was something, especially when you know your legs are wobbly. You had all that going against you. Cut the ring off. You let that man run all around the ring and run your old ass all around the ring. I'd have cut the ring off if I was really trying to win. And I'd have started just wailing on him. Because that's your only recourse at 58 to 60 years old.
His power is the only thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you have.
His best chance was the first minute of that fight.
That's it. Yeah. It was just a hitting with a flirt. Now, you're probably going to get hit, but you got to take your shot, because if this fight goes longer than that, you're going to run out of gas. And as predicted, in the fourth round, Mike just looked
the gas tank was
so empty.
It was done.
And he came out at the end of the fight and said, I almost died. About a year earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that explains it all. That explains it all. But you still fought. You got the bag. Like, people were mad at Mike. They were mad at Jake Paul. It was, if you expected anything else, then shame on you.
Boxing is so washed. Every time there's a big one, it happens like once every 5 years now. You want it to be good, and you watch it, and you're like, this stinks. It just, what was it, the McGregor one? It was back in the day, it was Pacquiao Mayweather. They're all bad.
Yeah.
I try. It feels like it's every 4 years. They throw one at us. I'm like, all right, maybe this will be good.
About Mayweather. Mayweather has fought the same in every fight that I've ever seen him. He's a strategic fighter. Yeah, I do know that.
He's a boring boxer.
He's not about to knock anybody out. No. He's going to win on points. He's going to, you know, he's going to do that. And he's going to protect himself.
Yeah, I mean, look, it works.
That's smart boxing. That's why he's out here making the money that he's made. And still has all his mental faculties about him, because he's been a smart boxer his whole career.
Yeah, so Paul Tyson was not good.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on.
The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.